This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, November 1st, 2018. I'm Caleb Brown. Donald Trump vowed to aggressively enforce immigration law and make immigration more difficult. But there are plenty of reasons why native-born Americans should be concerned about the ways in which the feds are now enforcing immigration law. Matthew Feeney is author of Walling Off Liberty, How Strict Immigration Enforcement Threatens Privacy and Local Policing. It's available today at cato.org. We spoke yesterday.
For a lot of Americans who support the president's, you know, highly restrictionist immigration policies, most recently, of course, he announced that he believes that he has the authority to, not in his words, but essentially repeal or alter the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution with just the stroke of a pen. But there are other policies that certainly the president does have a lot of authority in, and he, along with Congress, could build a massive wall along the southern border. And I think a lot of people wouldn't be bothered by that. But if I understand your point correctly, there are plenty of reasons for Americans to be concerned about the tactics and police tactics specifically that would be responsible for undertaking the president's immigration policies.
Right. I think that many people have not fully considered the fact that strict immigration restrictions and policies will impact law-abiding Americans in ways that many people have not considered. And that should, I think, give people pause before backing such policies. So we might, for example, be aware of the fact, like you mentioned, that the president is interested in a wall. But we should also be aware that policies like extreme vetting or crackdowns on sanctuary cities will have an impact on American citizens, as will the checkpoints that we see in the American interior and the ability of Border Patrol or CBP, agents to conduct warrantless search of electronic devices at airports and ports of entry. All these policies, while aimed at limiting illegal immigration and risks to national security, will continue to have an impact on American citizens that should concern any American who values his or her civil liberty.
So specifically with respect to the border, I know I've talked with Patrick Eddington about this at Cato, and also I'm sure I've talked to you about it as well, that the idea that CBP has this zone within the border of the United States that runs 100 miles from the edge of the continental U.S., and they have special privileges with respect to Americans and their rights not to be interfered with by the government. What is the sort of the rationale, and what do we know about the legality of that kind of activity?
The rationale is that these interior checkpoints are effective at deterring illegal immigration or catching people who have crossed the border illegally. And as you mentioned, these checkpoints can be set up within 100 miles of the U.S. border, which includes an area, by the way, that includes areas where 2 in 3 people in the United States live. It covers entire states such as Florida, for example, and much of New England. But what we've seen is that while CBP does have the authority, thanks to some Supreme Court cases, to set up fixed checkpoints to temporarily stop people to ask their citizenship, these kind of checkpoints don't seem to be effective at actually catching many illegal immigrants, and are actually quite effective at catching, comparatively quite good at catching people who have committed drug crimes, for example. So that's certainly something that should concern American citizens. You have a federal law enforcement agency that is tasked with border enforcement that is operating well away from the border and impacting the lives of American citizens in a way that doesn't seem to be effective at actually carrying out the goal of border security, which is to prevent or deter illegal immigration.
For a long time, I think conservatives have had some difficulty, especially, you know, sort of whatever the mainstream is at the time, and that's changed quite a bit in the last 5 years, of being perfectly willing or perfectly happy to have, heavy-handed federal efforts at dealing with immigration, and yet somehow still retaining this idea that federalism is an important value. And when you have the federal government sort of clamping down on cities that are trying to not enforce the federal law and states that are trying not to enforce federal law, between Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump, there has been this strong effort to try to compel them to do that. And at the end of the day, it feels like conservatives have a choice to make. Either you can have federalism or you can have these crackdowns on sanctuary cities.
Yes, those crackdowns were promised during Trump's campaign, and his administration has not been shy about their frustration with jurisdictions that are called sanctuary cities or sanctuary jurisdictions. It's not a legally defined term, but generally it's a term that's applied to cities that choose not to cooperate with federal law enforcement. And this does raise interesting federal questions, as you alluded to. Immigration is a federal responsibility, and it is up to the federal government to enforce immigration laws. Now, some local mayors and police chiefs have decided that it's best for their city to limit limit the amount of cooperation that they have with the federal government. Some of the president's allies will portray such jurisdictions as lawless or uncooperative, but I think it's worth considering that there might be good law enforcement reasons for doing this. Some police officials will say, well, in order to be effective, we need people to report crimes and to act as witnesses. And if you are a city with a large Latino community, even a large legal Latino community, if that community feels as if the local police are engaged in cooperation with the federal government, that hampers local law enforcement. And fortunately for sanctuary jurisdictions, they seem to be on very safe legal grounds here. The 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution prohibits the federal government from commandeering state and local officials to carry out federal law. And that so far in the courts, these sanctuary jurisdictions seem to be winning. But that doesn't mean that there isn't some kind of knock-on effect. There have been cities that have reported a decline in crime reports or calls for investigations among certain communities in the wake of Trump's election. It's a little unfair, I think, to expect ordinary citizens to research the intricacies of constitutional law. I think many Latinos in the United States are very worried about the Trump administration's policies, and even if they live in a sanctuary city, that there might be good reasons for them to choose not to act as a witness or to report a crime. It's probably too early to definitively tell if that's happening, but in the next couple of years, I won't be at all surprised if the data bears that out.
Broadly, it seems that if you're going to have a heavy-handed federal approach to, secure the border, and that means different things to different people, Americans have to be willing to give up civil liberties in order for that to be effective. And there's no guarantee it will be effective, but it's certainly, I would think, a prerequisite for these kinds of heavy-handed federal approach. But at the same time, when you and I say, well, no, I'm not willing to make that trade-off, it's at least troubling to people who care about their own liberties to have that trade-off made for them.
Yes. When we're talking about immigration enforcement, we have to keep in mind that immigration enforcement is not restricted to the border. And we also have to remember that immigrants, illegal and legal, live among us. And any effective restrictionist policy requires more federal involvement in our lives and the increased amount of data that the federal government has to gather in order to be effective. And that inevitably will mean that law-abiding Americans will have more of their data collected. They will be increasingly hassled at airports and ports of entry, and they risk being stopped by CBP at the interior where they have a legal right to be. When we consider the impact of immigration policy, we have to keep in mind not only what the impact will be on legal immigrant communities as well as illegal, we also have to consider what it will mean for law-abiding Americans. And in working on this paper, I've come to the conclusion that effective and ruthless enforcement of the president's policies would have a detrimental impact on American civil liberties, where, quite frankly, the costs far, far outweigh the benefits.
Matthew Feeney is author of Walling Off Liberty: How Strict Immigration Enforcement Threatens Privacy and Local Policing. It's available today at cato.org. You can subscribe to this and other Cato podcasts at iTunes, Google Podcasts, and many other places. And you can follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.